And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Sean Lanoue and Neon John Douglas were attracted to each other from the start. There were obstacles and setbacks, but as talked about on the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, they ultimately decided to tie the knot.
Did you think we were going to get this far?
No. We met at a party, friend of a friend. You were the friend of the friend, and you were attached at the time, so you were off limits.
Yes, but you were gorgeous at that party. Granted, I was still in love with my partner at the time, but I didn't think we would even get to this stage, let alone you even go out with me if that time arose. Only after we met up at a bar by accident. Do you remember that night?
Yes, that's the night you finally told me that you were not attached anymore. And I instantly took your arm and told everyone else to back off.
When I broke up with my ex, I was still friends with him, but it was a breakup that I needed to happen because we just weren't in love with each other anymore, but we were friends.
And I was very supportive of that, because that's a history and a depth of friendship I can't ever replace. And I was not about to take that from you. Unfortunately, Jack died about 4 years into our relationship, I think.
About right.
One of the last things he told me is that you take care of Sean, and I told him I promise I would. Do you think that solidified us pretty tight?
Yes, it did. Some of it was the baggage, and I would say baggage, but I could focus more on you. After my ex passing, Naomi started thinking about life, so that's probably when I started thinking about proposing.
So at this time, gay marriage is not sanctioned by the state of Georgia. So why did you want to do this, even though right now it doesn't count?
Well, I never really was a person who thought marriage was going to be in the cards for me. But slowly but surely, more and more states have come along to accept gay marriage. I felt that I turned 40. What am I waiting for? You know, why can't I have a sheet of paper and tell the world that I'm in love with you? And I say it every day. So that's what started the hamster wheels turning in my head. How can I propose to you? It's got to be something that'll knock your socks off. So that's when I started thinking about proposing, like spray painting graffiti in the Krog Tunnel here in Atlanta and covering it with "Will You Marry Me Neon." So what did you think when you went through the tunnel?
Like, hey, you know, oh, look, there's some new graffiti here in the Krog Tunnel. And I was like, oh, let me take a look at it. And, you know, we go through it, and I'm like, Neon, will you marry me? And I was like, no way. Sean did not write this. You know, when you're gay, you don't expect things like that to happen, especially from someone who is a little bit stoic. The fact that he planned all that out of the blue and kept it hidden from me
is, For 2 months
is very impressive because he's kind of got a big mouth.
I do not.